There is a movement underway, and it is to raise kind children. A lot of this started in 2015. There was a family in Pocatello, the Nelsons. Their own child was dealing with bullying, and how this family chose to perform acts of kindness, it was in the hopes to encourage a change of heart in people. So here's what they did in 2015. This family sent 26 single yellow roses into their child's school to several students and teachers anonymously. And guess what? The bullying diminished. This community kindness movement started. It started in school districts. It went throughout cities. And here in the Treasure Valley, this idea of community kindness is continuing to spread. In fact, the Community Kindness Day will be celebrated tomorrow at the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa. Joining me to talk more about this are Trish Goes with St. Alphonsus. She's also a board member with the Nampa Boys and Girls Club. Amy Stahl, St. Luke's Nampa Community Relations Manager and a board member with the Nampa Boys and Girls Club. And Paula Keller, Superintendent of the Nampa School District. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's just get right to it. Why a Community Kindness Day to this level?
So let's talk about what our youth need and why as a group and community we work together. So when we talked last year, we had a suicide in our schools, and we talked about a community response, that this wasn't a focus on just the schools. And so we accessed our community partners who are already willing to be there with us, St. Al's, St. Luke's, other community partners coming together, that this is a community issue, that in this community, all children are loved and cared for, and in all places where they interact, in our places of faith, in our schools, in our grocery stores, they would have resources that would support them.
And Amy?
And it's perfect that the Boys and Girls Club of Nampa is a central point of contact for our community to help advance discussion, provide resources, and really champion the Community Kindness Day tomorrow, and to help mobilize a lot of different businesses and organizations in support of kids in Nampa and Canyon County.
And Trish, what's interesting to me is it seems so simple.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Right. You know, it's really been eye-opening for me. You know, I work with patients every day at St. Alphonsus, and Amy and I work with the kids at the club and working with Paula. You know, when we got together and we started hearing about all the things that were happening in our local schools, and Paula challenged us to make a difference in our community, it was so easy to come together as a community and see that anything that we do will make a huge difference. I mean, we've got to instill kindness in these kiddos, and we have to set the example.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to be able to bring a lot of these things to the community tomorrow so that we can, while the kids are having fun, you know, Dutch Bros is doing this big tailgating in the parking lot, which is where the kids want to be,
right?
The teens.
And they don't want to hang out with their mom and dad
right.
somewhere. Yeah.
And I have a 17-year-old, so I get this. But while they're doing that outside and they're having all this fun, we can really educate and provide some good tools for the parents and the community partners inside. You know, some seminars and different activities where they can ask some real questions mm-hmm. and get some real education.
So talk to me about this, because you're going to have fun events for kids, but you have all of these workshops that are very specific to concerns that so many parents have.
And that's right. We have workshops around internet safety, around mindfulness, around mental health and suicide prevention awareness. So opportunities for parents to have 20-minute session, learn from experts, ask a lot of questions, take some tools home. And at the same time, it gives them a way to talk to their children. And so we have an opportunity here to bring everybody together to have some activities and engage in a healthy mm-hmm. way at the Ford Idaho Center, but then have some takeaways that are beneficial for the community.
And Paula, do you see that within your school district sometimes where parents are just scratching their heads on, I don't have the tools to know how to talk about this with my kids?
Sure. I think we as parents, and I am one, we're always looking for ways to encourage our children and to make sure that we're doing the right things for them. I think this event is one of those events in our community that should make Nampa proud. As we've celebrated all of this week in our schools in really tangible ways to emphasize this attribute of kindness, it culminates tomorrow at the Idaho Center with our Boys and Girls Club hosting. It's a great partnership that we have to equip our parents and to continue to put forth this effort that NAMPA cares for their children, and we're going to take care of them as a community and surround them together.
Go ahead, Amy.
I just wanted to note that not only do we have great partners with St. Luke's, St. Al's, and other corporate partners, but there are other schools in Canyon County that are also participating. So Caldwell, some of the Valley View schools in Middleton are on board. So I think that this becomes a ripple effect where we emphasize it. It's in the schools. We have a big event, and we really hope it goes forward. Where kids and adults are talking about kindness and random acts of kindness we know are inspirational in our community.
And if we could just save one life, one child, or make a difference in one family, well, we've done our job.
And I think, Trish, what you said, too, is it's not just about raising kind children. It's about adults being the example.
Yeah.
And I always say to my boys, they'll come home and they've, especially my, I have a six-year-old that's very... the friend thing, right? And I say to them, I say, you don't have to be friends. You have to be kind because you're not always going to get along with everyone. And it's okay.
Right.
Like, it's okay, but you will be kind. And does it start there in your schools, Paula?
It starts, we have many of our schools with campaigns, it starts with me. So whether I'm associated with a school or whether I'm associated with a business, whether I'm associated with a faith organization, it starts with each of us individually in sharing that attribute and finding ways to care for other people.
Yeah, because treat people as you want to be treated, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it goes down to that. Now, we've talked about it. It's at the Ford Idaho Center tomorrow. And I know, with Canyon County, but it's open to everyone, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
So
anybody in the Treasure Valley can come to the event tomorrow.
Absolutely. We've got lots of hugs to give out. It reminds me yesterday in the Boys and Girls Club, I had a little girl. She said, come here, I want to give you something. And she had her little fist held. And we have kids, right? So I'm like, oh boy, what is she going to do? You know? And I said, what is it? Show me what it is. And she's like, it's a hug. And she hugged me. And I said, that's what we have to do Saturday. We have to give a lot of hugs.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. And you have some really phenomenal keynote speakers as well. Formerly with NASA, John Perry, Roy Tuscany, an extreme skier.
Who was injured in a life-altering event. And was so inspired by the support that he received from family and friends that he founded the High Fives Foundation, because a lot of people were giving him high fives of encouragement. And now he is taking that message forward. So kids in our community will get to hear from him and be inspired by his message of positivity and giving back and being kind.
And it has to be, it comes back to, I love what you said about mindfulness, that you're having that aspect of it too, because I don't believe we can have kindness without mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So many of our schools this week celebrated Mindfulness Monday and thought about very tangible ways to demonstrate that and to be thoughtful. I just need to give a shout out to Tyson Cantrell, who is our student body president at Skyview High School. For NAMPA, many of this was led by our students, and the activities that they planned to explicitly elevate kindness were planned by our students. So we're really pleased that it will continue to grow.
And I have to let you go. Thank you so much, the three of you.
Thank you for having us.
Tomorrow at the Ford Idaho Center, if you can, go experience this. Thank you so much for coming in.